Why are businesses like HelloVit choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVit.
Here's your afternoon TMB Tech Minute for Monday, November 24th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon will invest $50 billion to build data centers for its cloud business's U.S. government customers. The company said the investment will add nearly 1.3 gigawatts of capacity with advanced compute and networking technologies that'll enable government agencies to speed up discovery and decision-making. Government customers across Amazon Web Services will gain access to a broad set of AI tools, as well as hardware from AWS and NVIDIA. The company said this will help customers build their own AI systems, more easily handle large amounts of data, and increase efficiencies. Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft will fly again early next year, but this time it won't be carrying astronauts. During its June 2024 debut flight carrying NASA astronauts, Starliner experienced a string of technical problems. It prompted the agency to leave the crew members on the International Space Station for months before a SpaceX vehicle brought them back to Earth. NASA announced today the next Starliner flight is set for April next year, and it'll be an uncrewed mission, carrying cargo to the ISS. NASA added the spacecraft could potentially be used for future astronaut missions. A Boeing spokesman said the company remains committed to supporting NASA's goals through the ongoing development of Starliner. And in markets, chip stocks and other big tech shares rallied today, suggesting fears of an AI bubble are receding. Semiconductor companies Broadcom, Advanced Micro Devices, and Micron were among the big risers, while Tesla and Google parent Alphabet both added more than 5%. The moves bolstered the NASDAQ composite, which jumped over 2.5% by the afternoon. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.